Compassionate supervisor imagery, working with difficulty. This exercise involves bringing a difficulty that you've encountered in therapy to your compassionate supervisor. The motivation for the practice is to imagine reviewing your difficult experiences in the presence of a wise, kind, and caring mind. So when starting this exercise, pick a difficulty that causes you a mild level of discomfort or distress. You might want to pick a client that you find anxiety-provoking or frustrating, or a particular aspect of therapy that you find difficult, such as ending therapy, or bringing a client back to task if they've digressed. You might want to focus on your own doubts and fears as a therapist, or consider a client you find hard to understand or connect with. Perhaps you just have a feeling that something hasn't gone as well as it could do. So just before you start the exercise, have a sense of what difficulty you might bring, and it doesn't matter if you haven't considered it in detail. And again, when we're practicing, you may only get a fleeting sense of the image, and this is normal and expected. It is not the clarity of the image that's important, but just your focus and your intention. So to start, find somewhere where you can sit quietly. Close your eyes if that feels comfortable, or if you prefer, just lower your gaze. And adopt a posture that's relaxed but alert, and begin your soothing rhythm breathing. And soothing rhythm breathing is slightly deeper and slightly slower than normal. So breathe deeply into your diaphragm, feeling your stomach move in and out with each breath. Just finding a rhythm that is calming and soothing to you. Resting your attention on the flow of your breathing. Slowing and lengthening the out-breath. And then expanding your awareness to take in the whole of the body, focusing on a sense of slowing down. A sense of your mind and body linking in with the slowing of the breath. Maybe noticing the contact points of your body with the outside world, your feet resting on the floor, and your body seated and supported. The body's weight coming down, and the spine rising up. Relax the muscles of your face, perhaps starting with the forehead. Then relaxing your cheeks, and then let your jaw soften, and allow your mouth to take on a friendly facial expression, a slight smile, as if meeting somebody you cared about, maybe experimenting with that. And then just return your attention to your breathing, and just so for the next 30 seconds, we just practice this slow, soothing rhythm breathing. And if you find your mind wandering, just gently and kindly bring your attention back to focusing on your breath. And it's just remembering as we move through the exercise, you can come back to your breath as a kind of anchor point for your attention during any point of the exercise. So you can kind of let go of the instructions and just return your attention back to your soothing rhythm breathing. So now, when you're ready, we're going to spend some time imagining your compassionate supervisor reconnecting to that earlier practice. So remember, your compassionate supervisor is deeply motivated to support you and is ideal for you. They're completely accepting of you and all your experiences. So you might start by imagining what this ideal compassionate supervisor would look like. Their appearance and their facial expression. Imagine their body posture and their movement. Imagine their compassionate voice tone, and perhaps practice hearing it in your own mind, perhaps saying your name. And again, we're going to imagine your supervisor embodying some key qualities of compassion. So embodying sensitivity and acceptance. Warmth and kindness. Wisdom and empathy. Imagine them embodying strength and compassionate authority. And imagining your supervisor is completely committed to supporting you to become more compassionate to yourself, to others, and to be the best therapist you can be. So just for the next 30 seconds, imagine your compassionate supervisor, how they look and how they move, how they sound. Imagine this person who embodies all these compassionate qualities. Now we're going to imagine a place where you'd like to be with your ideal compassionate supervisor and where you'd feel comfortable sharing your experiences. So this might be a room or an office, or maybe even a scene outside. It's just whatever place gives you a sense of safeness and support. So if you can, imagine meeting your supervisor in this ideal place, a place that's ideal for you. Consider how you'd like your supervisors to be in this scene. Would they be seated or standing? How would they interact with you to show care, interest, and support? What cues could they give you to help you feel safe and at ease? And if you can, do let this scene be exactly as you need. So for the next 30 seconds, imagine being in the presence of your supervisor in this place of safeness. And if your mind wanders during this practice, this is very normal and expected. So just bring your attention gently back to the focus of the practice. So the next step is to imagine sharing your difficulty with your supervisor. So now imagine sharing the nature of the problem, the details of what's occurred. but also include your own thoughts, feelings, and impulses or behaviour. You might notice a mixture of different feelings, such as anxiety or anger, hurt or sadness. See if you can allow and share them all. You could perhaps ask yourself, what is it that I find upsetting or threatening here? What is it that I fear? What part of me feels vulnerable? Maybe what do I fear this situation or experience says about me and my abilities as a therapist? What part of me or my experience most needs attention? So imagine sharing these things, the very things you find difficult or frightening about this problem or scenario, sharing them with your supervisor. And as you're doing so, allow yourself to feel listened to by your supervisor with a deep sensitivity, acceptance, and encouragement. Imagine feeling that you can tell your supervisor any aspect of this experience, your fantasies, your fears, your desires and frustrations. All of this is listened to without judgment. As you're sharing it, imagine how your supervisor would show they're listening to you with sensitivity and concern. What would you need from your supervisor to feel safe enough to share yourself in this way? And if you have any fears or anxieties about acknowledging and sharing these difficulties, you might want to spend some time sharing these too. So for the next 30 seconds, imagine sharing your difficult experiences with your supervisor and feeling listened to with sensitivity and acceptance. Next, imagine your compassionate supervisor showing you kindness, care, and warmth with regard to the difficulties you're experiencing. Imagine how you'd like your supervisor to express this care. Hold in mind the supervisor's compassionate motivation to be solely there to support you in your work. Imagine your supervisor's warm voice tone and facial expression as they speak to you and express words of genuine care and support. Notice how it would feel to be receiving this kindness and care. And if you're having difficulty accepting this care and kindness, imagine what it would be like if you could accept it. And imagine your supervisor bringing a sense of warmth and acceptance to the part of you that might be resistant to this care. So just reconnecting with your soothing rhythm breathing and your friendly facial expression. Spend the next 30 seconds imagining experiencing warmth, kindness, and care from your supervisor. Now, imagine your supervisor demonstrating a deep understanding of your experiences. So your supervisor understands that pain and difficulties are part of being human. They're part of having a tricky brain, of having nature's emotions and motivations flow through you. They're part of being in a caring profession and engaging with the suffering of others. They're part of our conditioning as individuals and the lessons we've been taught. So imagine your supervisor expressing deep empathy for you and your experiences. Recognizing and understanding the natural reaction of your threat system. Understanding your automatic defenses and the way in which this can become intertwined with those of the client. So imagine how your supervisor might see your difficulties from a compassionate perspective. What might this compassionate perspective be? How might they see you in your best efforts to cope from this place of wisdom, kindness, and care? How might they share their understanding? What might they say? How might they validate and recognize all of your experiences? How might they share their wisdom of non-blame? So imagine, if you can, feeling understood. So for the next 30 seconds, focus on your wise, empathic, compassionate understanding that your supervisor expresses to you. The next step is to focus on the strength, authority, and maturity that your supervisor embodies, and imagining these qualities being shared with you. So imagine your compassionate supervisor helping you to tolerate and approach the very things that are causing you distress. Imagine meeting these difficulties together with a sense of authority and stability. Imagine feeling strong and confident in the presence of your supervisor, perhaps giving you the maturity and willingness to listen even more closely to the truth of your experience, perhaps the confidence to allow your vulnerability or hurt to be as big as it needs to be. So if you can, imagine having the personal authority to recognize and acknowledge these areas of your practice that you perhaps want to improve. And imagine that your supervisor has faith in you, in your resilience and abilities, and is able to see you growing and moving on from this experience. So So for the next 30 seconds, just focus on the sense of strength, authority, and openness that your compassionate supervisor shares with you. And again, if your mind wanders, just gently and kindly refocus back on the practice. Imagine that sense of strength, authority, and openness. So now, with a sense of warmth, understanding, and strength, imagine reflecting on what you now need. What else do you need to feel cared for, to feel understood, to feel supported or accepted? Perhaps imagine speaking from the personal fears or vulnerabilities you've identified. What do these fears or threats need to find peace or acceptance? What emotions or experiences might require caring attention? And then imagining your supervisor offering the care that you need, helping you to give yourself the care that you need. And seeing if you can allow yourself to really experience this care. And if you do find any resistance in your emotions or thoughts, what might this part of you need to feel soothed, to feel settled? What compassionate message might you need to hear to feel accepted and supported? Imagine your compassionate supervisor expressing to you this message. So for the next 30 seconds, imagine your supervisor giving you the care that you need. Finally, imagine discussing with your supervisor the most skillful action you can take. So remembering your supervisor has a deep respect for you, for your commitment to helping others, and is motivated to help you to become the therapist you want to be. So now, imagine reflecting with your supervisor on what action you could take to support both you and your clients, or to support your ongoing development as a therapist. This might involve a focus on how you can work with these difficulties next time they occur. It might be spending time reflecting on how to address any difficulties with your client next time you see them. And skillful action might also require self-care for you personally. So for the next 30 seconds, spend time reflecting together on any potential action you could take in your compassionate development. So we're now bringing this exercise to a close. And just before we finish this exercise, just allow yourself to reconnect with your soothing rhythm breathing. And perhaps end the exercise by returning to your supervisor's unconditional wishes for you. You can spend as long as you like on this. So may you be free of suffering. May you be happy. May you flourish. May you find peace. So imagine your supervisor expressing these wishes to you. May you be free of suffering. May you be happy. May you flourish. And may you find peace. Again, give yourself as much time as you need just to rest with your soothing rhythm breathing before we bring this exercise to a close. So when you're ready, just allow the image of your supervisor to fade. Open your eyes and readjust yourself to the room. And it's remembering that this is your own imagination at work, your own inner compassionate capacity, your own compassionate abilities and feelings. Therefore, these experiences and the compassionate perspective and care offered by your supervisor can be accessed any time by practicing and focusing. This is the end of the exercise.